Good morning.
Good morning.
Could I like to just open a word of prayer, please? Heavenly Father, I truly just come before you. The way you speak is amazing. The things you've laid on my heart this week and just this morning, you remind me of your glory and your righteousness. And I thank you for such an honor and privilege to stand here this day to speak of your love. May you open our eyes and ears to hear the message that you have for each one of us. Pray you would certainly be with Brother Mike and Sister Robin. Give them travel graces. Continue to be with Brother Ron and the wonderful healing you're bestowing upon him, and also Brother Adam. And just be with each and every family that is here. And we certainly lift up Brother Ron Ditto. As I just learned this morning, he is suffering with shingles. And so if we could, just lifting all things up to you, Lord, praying your will be done. And we thank you for that and what you're going to do. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So this week, it's kind of like a continuation, just a little extension of last week. And it didn't dawn on me till the first song this morning. Praise God. Look, we got one of the Blankenship men with us this morning. Surprise. That first song that we were singing this morning, you know, last week's message, I'm going to go ahead and reread it. It's in Philippians chapter 2. If you want to follow along, it's verses 1 through 11. It says, therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining to the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with a God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at that name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In that first song, you know, Brother Mike was talking about unity last week, and there's an absolute, it's paramount that we unite as his children, and what a blessing. It was so easy, we unknowingly and unintentionally and effortlessly, every one of us became one and put him on that cross. Never seen it like that till this morning. And his immeasurable grace and mercy and love, he asked us to unite with him first, but then with each other, simply so that he will be glorified, as he is the only one deserving of being glorified. You know, how many people could actually raise their hand within this small group of believers and honestly say that they love each and every person unconditionally that is within this room? I appreciate the honesty. But you know, we're not perfect, and that's okay. We look to him. We lean on him. We see something that is impossible to unite, as he commands us to unite, and it seems unreachable, but it's not unreachable. We just complicate it. All we got to do is look to Jesus. He's going to do the hard part. He always has, and he always will. And by the way, as you know, there is no hard part for Jesus. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it's just such a blessing to be allowed to come up here and welcomed through his shed blood to stand here and talk on his behalf and to just be for his service for any reason. It doesn't matter, great or small. You know, it doesn't matter if you're cleaning out the window wells or if you're scrubbing the toilets, or if you're the person up here that's bringing the message, the individuals in the sound booth, some of the elderly, only thing that, you know, they're physically capable of doing most days is to just be in prayer, you know, or make some phone calls. No one is above anyone. And what a reminder that song is, you know, who am I to claim his reward? He is the only one deserving. He's the only one that was willing to lay down his life for an undeserving species. But just praise him all the more. But I'd like to, I believe it's Colossians chapter 2. Should have worn my glasses maybe. It's actually the latter part of verse 2 of chapter 2 in the book of Colossians. But it says, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If you want to get wisdom and knowledge, talk to Jesus. Because there are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is another one that he led me to. And this is probably going to be quite a short message. It's just an extension, as I felt led last Sunday, because of the importance of uniting. It's first and foremost, it's being obedient to God. God's word says we're to be obedient to him rather than man. You know, Christ says that if you keep my commandments, you love me. And his word also says, body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Again, should have worn my glasses. I apologize. I believe it's Romans 12:2. And to me, this is so paramount. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the everyday life, in the here and the now, and to be distracted, because everything about God is 100% opposite of everything in the world. But it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, he has enlightened me to the fact that you can't... if you go to the book of James chapter 1 and verse 22, and I say this not just to all of you people, I say this as a reminder to me that, you know, I need to do these things regularly. In the book of James chapter 1 verse 22, God's word tells us, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Well, how can you be a doer of a word? How can we be a doer of God's word if we are not knowers of God's word? So how do you become a knower of God's word? You get in God's word. You get in God's word regularly. There's the information within these pages. I just about bet anyone in this room, and especially the our more senior brothers and sisters, would assure you that in five lifetimes you would never, ever be able to obtain the vast wealth of information within these pages. And he's also got me going to, while we're in the book of James, chapter 5. And it is verse 16, I do believe. No, come on, Jeff, wear your glasses, buddy. It says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Hi, buddy, how are you this morning? Ain't you wonderful? I wonder if these would make it better or worse. I might look like Japanese or Chinese, I don't know. There, that works out pretty good. Whose are these? Who? And he drives truck? I'm telling you now, they're effective. Thank you. One thing that I found helps me, because I get grumbly very easily, as my wife will tell you. And when you drive for a living, that's like fuel. But if you would please flip to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and it is verse 8. When you're struggling in life and you're getting all grumbly and disgruntled and fleshly and saying things you ought not be, it says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And for me, in short, that basically means anything that is absolutely directly connected to God, stems from God, or is about God, think on that. You can't go wrong. Try and start giving thanks for the blessings he's bestowed upon you, whether great or small. And next thing you know, you ain't got time to worry about being grumbly. Because if you actually stop and think about it, the blessings are endless. And just so blessed to be able to stand here before you guys. I'm boasting in nothing other than praising him for his grace and mercy, for his love, which is immeasurable. You know, our God has no equal. Is that not awesome or what? I believe we got one last passage, and then it's going to be finished. Well, I should say that it will be over, because Christ has already finished it. And this here is what I really want to stress to myself and each and every one of us that are present, and each and every person that is somehow associated with this body of believers. And it talks about unifying. It says, beyond all these things, it's Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14, if you want to highlight it or whatever. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. You know, if we can concentrate on the two greatest commandments ever given and the 11th commandment that Christ gave, it still only equals two commandments. The greatest and first most important commandment is that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your soul. And the second and third equal greatest commandments is to love your neighbors yourself, to love one another. You know, your neighbor is not the guy that lives across the street from you. It's not the guy that lives four doors down. You know, I got neighbors that live over in Connecticut, New Jersey, Romania, and God's introducing me to these people. It's amazing. He's been blessing me. I'm not boasting. Please don't mistake me. I'm not boasting. I'm praising God, because they're amazing experiences. He, in the last few weeks, has introduced me to several of my brothers and sisters that I had not known yet. Some of you might find joy in this, some of you might find dread, but I'm your brother. And I didn't do it, he did. But thank God he loves us all. You know, it is an amazing experience, you know. Just keep focused on him is all I can say. First and foremost, put him first. And I believe if you can put him first and just let him do that which is impossible, which is not impossible for him, simply just to glorify him for no perks, no nothing, just because he loves us. We would just bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, I truly just come to you and thank you and praise you for who you are and for what you do. Realistically and literally, I deserve not to stand here whatsoever. And I praise you for your forgiveness and for your son's shed blood and for the transforming that you have started and that you continue to do. Lord, may I not ever take any part of you for granted. And I just pray that as we go from here, Lord, that you would touch our hearts in a mighty way. Help us to love you with all of our heart, our strength, our soul, and our mind. Let us make that paramount in each and every day. And also help us to love one another as you command us to do. It's in Christ's most precious name I pray.